Good morning. We are delighted to welcome Father Tom and Jean Bigley with us again.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Please stand together and let us lift our voice in song this morning, number 48 in the hymnal, which is the blue hymnal, or you can follow the words in your program. Number 48.
Good morning again. Please, in your pamphlets this morning, let us pray. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
We pray together. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known. And from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let us pray. O blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated now for our readings for this day.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The Lord spoke to Daniel in a vision and said, "At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 16. Let us read by half verse. "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other.
All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land,
upon those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods
shall have their troubles multiplied.
Their libations of blood I will not offer,
nor
take the names of their gods upon my lips. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup.
It is you who hold my lot.
My boundaries enclose a pleasant land.
Indeed, I have found you refuge.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
My heart teaches me, and I am your heart.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is
my heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices.
My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave,
nor let your Holy One see you dead.
You shall show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glorious Father, Son, by faith.
sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious love.
The Lord be with you. Today the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Oh, look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars, rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, the kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Please be seated. Well, good morning, one and all, again. Nice to be back with you here. Burn it. Last week, Jean and I made a trip to Home Depot in Georgetown to pick up some, they're kind of 12 by 12 concrete blocks for our backyard walkway, which we're both working very hard at. Jean's doing it. At the checkout counter, the clerk asked if we needed some help loading the blocks into the car. Well, of course. As we arrived at the car, a young man in the Home Depot orange vest came running across the parking lot to where we were parked. And as he loaded the blocks, I noticed his name on his vest, Obed. Obed, O-B-E-D, Obed. After he finished putting the blocks in, I said, well, ask him about his name. I was curious because I was thinking it was an abbreviation of Obadiah. Obadiah from the Old Testament. Obadiah is a biblical name which means servant and slave of God. There's also one in Arabic, Obadiah, but it's Abdullah. Abdullah means the same, slave and servant of God. He said, yes, 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 that he agreed with that. He said, I am a servant of God. He said, but I'm not Jewish, I'm Christian. And then he proceeded to ask us what we thought the biggest challenge to Christians was in this day and age. Now here you go, how often do you ever get into a big theological discussion in the parking lot at Home Depot? Yeah, I mean, wow. I said, well, I kind of shrugged. We're living through some tough times. And he said, yes, yes, yes. And forcefully he answered, all is vanity. Of course, I immediately thought of the biblical reference in Ecclesiastes where Solomon preaches, oh, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Obed then went on to proclaim to both Jean and I, all is vanity and that the world is going to come to an end in 2 years. Jean and I looked at one another and I said, well then why the heck are we building this walkway? I tell this story because in today's gospel, Jesus and his disciples, Peter, James, John, Andrew, all the guys, you know, they're standing before the great temple in Jerusalem. Now realize, Solomon built this temple, and then it was wars back and forth. It's all torn down. But then along comes Herod the Great. And Herod, big time, not only rebuilt the temple, but he expanded it. And he had thousands and thousands and thousands upon people working on this thing. I even read somewhere where one of the stones that was moved weighed 3 tons. How do you move a 3-ton stone? Jesus' reaction, you know, so the guys are standing there like with their mouths open, you know. You know. Jesus' reaction is quite different, though. He's kind of like Obed, he says, take heed, folks. There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And then he goes on to issues this whole list of what we might call apocalyptic doomsday predictions. False prophets, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation. The sun shall be darkened, famines. So, the apostles, and I think Gene and I in our encounter with Obed, and like y'all I suspect, are not real comfortable with these proclamations. Apocalyptical proclamations. Gathering, we're not real familiar with like gathering on the lot behind the church and waiting for the rapture. You know what the rapture is? Yeah, you've heard of the rapture? Yeah. It's the last time and all come together and we'll rise up with the Lord. Should I tell the story? There's a lady in our retirement community back in Oregon. And she was in the care facility, and she thought the rapture was coming. And her friend was talking to me, and she said, she's waiting for the rapture. I said, well, you know, she knows that Michael and Jesus are going to show up. Michael the archangel and Jesus are going to come. So, okay, so anyway, we talked about it. But this woman, her friend, says, I'm going to do something. I said, what? I'm going to have Jesus come. So she hired this guy to come, and he walks in. I think Margaret was her name. And anyway, she said, Margaret, Jesus is here. It's time for the rapture. And Margaret says, oh, no, my hair's not done. Anyway, we only have 2 years left. And yet before we scoff at all of this, we might reflect that we are living in quite difficult times. Rather than go 2 years forward, how about just going 2 years back? Who would have thought in our time that we'd come face to face with a worldwide pandemic and not over yet? Been over 5 million deaths. We've had 30 named hurricanes, 6 of them pretty major. It's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Anyway. 68 earthquakes. And of course, we follow the news, global warming, Glasgow, and they're finally come to some kind of agreement, and half are not satisfied, and the other half, and war and rumor of wars. Jesus says, I counted there have been 17 armed conflicts started anew, just brand new, in the last 2 years. And that doesn't include the ongoing battles that have been going on, you know, for years and years and years. And I could go on and on. Actually, historians, anthropologists, socio-psychologists tell us that we, you and I, are living in an intense period of what's called liminality. Oh, that's a big word. I had to look it up too. So. It's a period of ambiguity and disorientation. Huh? You feel it? It's kind of like standing in the middle of a hallway and you don't know what, you'd kind of know what where you came from out the door at the end of the hall. You kind of know that, but you don't know what's down there, and you don't know what's in the doors all along. Hey, are there windows? You know, you're looking around. Here I am. I'm standing right here. Which direction do you go? And all of this then causes what that other commentators have said is fatigue. We're tired. We have tech fatigue, decision fatigue, relationship fatigue, political partisan fatigue. We're just kind of fed up with all the, I won't say it. So folks, what do? This is not a new problem. Jesus and the apostles and down through history. And in 2011, one guy says, the world's going to end on September 18th, something like that. So y'all come and we'll have the rapture and y'all be living it up. And then he changed his mind. It's going to be October. And people gathered and, of course, nothing happened. What do we do? I'd suggest Paul has an answer in that reading from Hebrews today. Paul says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. He who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke, I like that word, how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some. Doesn't mean everybody's going to meet together, but it's the habit of some, so let's do it. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. All the more as you see the day approaching. We're fatigued. We are stuck in the middle of the hall somewhere, and yet provoke one another to love and do good deeds. So yeah, but that is the old-fashioned virtues. Faith, hope, and charity. Folks, as I've mentioned, we've been to this rodeo before. And what has seen us through is our hope, is our faith, is our charity, and trust in God's love and grace unabated. Unabated, God's love. There's a story about the great actor Charlton Heston, who in the making of the film Ben-Hur, had to learn how to drive a chariot. After many weeks of practice, he came to the director, who was William Wyler, and he said, quote, I think I've learned how to drive the chariot, but I don't know if I can win the race. I know, but I'm not sure I can win the race. Mr. Weiler put his hand on Charlton's shoulder, looked him in the eyes, and he said, "Don't you worry, Charlton. You just run the chariot, and I'll make sure you win." Run the chariot. God will make sure we win. It's trusting. It's being a people of hope and standing in the middle of the hallway and doing what we can. People always say, what can we do? Find out the local little thing you can do, whatever it is, in family or in community, and do it. And that's the way we will maintain a sense of hope and a sense of future. The question is, who is the director then of your life? By the way, P.S., in 6 weeks more, we should be really excited because we're going to have another rapture. What is it? Christmas. Jesus is coming again. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us then together profess our faith in your booklets in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, Michael, our priest, and Father Tom, our visiting priest.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, Janet,
the people in Afghanistan. For Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Colton, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Travis, Bob, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Merrill, Charisse, RG, Roshunda, Mary Ann, Betty, Melissa, Christopher, Hawthorne, the women in the Hutto facility, John, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Robert, Molly, Diane, Alan, Ed, DecaCare family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Michael, Carol, Calvin, Martha and family, Carolyn, Amber and family, Terry. Others? And we pray for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Eric, and all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest. We pray for the repose of the souls of Steve Summers and all who have died from the coronavirus and all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints and have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week, especially Cheryl Self. I ask your thanksgivings for Clincy Clinton, Diane Hayes, Mike Thomas, and Katie Prusner, who celebrate their birthdays this week. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
As we have prayed, let us now present to the Lord. Almighty God, we commend to your gracious care in keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage to face the perils which beset them, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us now confess our sins and present them to the Lord in the confession of sin. Let us confess. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, on us all. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Amen. Please stand. It is our custom always to share with one after, especially after we confess, the sign of peace. So please do that in the way you're most accustomed to with one another. So may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And also with you.
Peace. I remember when that sign was not so welcomed. But anyway. Walk in love as Christ has loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. We now prepare the gifts for the altar.
Praise God, for whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, our God's souls. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right here and thanks for us.
You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever now sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of us all. Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross. He offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. And on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took the bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and he said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim this great mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please stand together and let us now pray. As Jesus has taught us how to pray, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. These then are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts with faith, by faith, with thanksgiving. Please be seated for a second. I noted there were some birthdays. Are any other birthday people here? How about anniversaries? Wedding anniversaries? Nobody? Okay. Close to any anniversary?
November 29th.
What's coming? Where's the partner?
He's shopping. Not paid.
That's cool. How about travelers this week? The travelers going anywhere? Okay. Let's ask
Diane.
Let's ask God's blessing on Diane. Your birthday is
tomorrow.
blessing upon Diane is tomorrow she celebrates X number of birthday years. We thank her for the gifts she gives to this community of faith. We thank her for all of her life and her loved ones, especially her parents who birthed her, and we ask you good health for her. Stay safe, and many, many, many more birthdays. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand. One of my favorite preachers who passed away was a priest from New Zealand, Brother Bruce Prevost. And he wrote this kind of poem, I guess, about today's scriptures. When you hear war and rumors of war, the end is not yet, just wind and tide. There are birth pangs of Mother Earth and travail with children of God. Don't be misled. Don't grow anxious. Do not follow men and women of great pride. Keep your hearts true. All will be well. Slow turn the years, but patient is God. When you're abused, if you're beaten, do not lose heart. I am at your side. Don't practice speeches, nor try slick words. Just tell the truth, honest to God. I'll show the way, the Spirit, your friend. Just keep the faith, however you try. Though friend forsake or child betray, hold your heads high. Faithful is God. Temples shall fall, stone upon stone, rubble and dust, all human pride. Watch through the dust storms. Be there at dawn. When the end comes, you'll know. Our heads and pray for God's blessing. Most Holy God, you are physician, teacher, counselor, parent, judge, nurse, therapist, and mediator. Use us wherever you can for your work, whether come easily to us or hard, and don't let us get our noses out of joint when you choose others to do the tasks that we might prefer to do. Bless each person who this week will make decisions that will affect the dignity of others. Let us be provoked, Lord, by your love and grace. May the blessing of Almighty God be upon us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our final hymn.
Thank you.
We have one final announcement, please.
Hi, everybody. Glad you're back in church. Really nice to meet you in the presence of all the wonderful people. We are here in the community kitchen, the community Thanksgiving is a free Thanksgiving dinner. That's going to be hosted by many different churches. Our church has always come forward with many things for us to give, who would bake for us on that day. So right now, it's scheduled for Thanksgiving Day. We're going to set up at 8 o'clock. We'll start serving at 11 o'clock. The Meals on Wheels people will be getting food delivered to them at 10:30, so they'll have their lunch. We need helpers to volunteer to work that day. We need people to make some either turkey or dressing. I've got Pam at the salon, at the Bingo Salon, to give up for those who are willing to do that and help me out there. I also had two other ladies from different churches that are no longer living in the area. One is going to be out of town and one moved to another state. They and their church would bring me pies, so right now we're going to be needing more pies. So if you don't want to do turkey or dressing, please sign up for a pie. That's last year, we served more that was inside dining or takeout. By the first hour and a half, we were out of food. And we prepared the same amount of food that we have prepared for all the other years past. I worked with Joanne Thomas. I saw my flyer on my computer that dates back to 2014. So during that year, Joanne was so responsible. You all remember Joanne Thomas, or most of you do. She ended up moving away to Florida, but she taught me how to run this show. Because that year, she had vertigo, and she could no longer do it without the help of someone, so I became her legs. So basically, she taught me how to do what I need to do. It's just that I think the need is greater, and it was surprising that we ran out of food and after an hour and a half, we should have been serving for another hour and a half, and we didn't have enough food. So we're going to prepare more, hopefully this year, and we need more bodies and more people there. So I've got a flyer here for you with my contact phone number, and if you know someone who needs to have food delivered to them, then the name Teresa Grace is also listed on here, and we will make deliveries to the homebound people in the city of Vernon. So please get far if you're on your way out.
Do you want to tell them about buying turkeys? Because we eat five turkeys, right? That we are going to cook?
Yeah.
Tell them about that.
Those who are willing to make turkey for me or two or whatever, I purchased six to start with myself, but I'll be cooking throughout the week. They are made, first I'll tell you how they're made. They're made cooked and deboned completely. Deboned from the leg, thighs, no bone on this meat. We don't know who's going to be eating it, or a child may be coming or whatever. So they're deboned with the gravy sauce, and I can tell you how to do all that. But I purchased them separately. You get a discount for every turkey you buy, one at a time. So if you were to buy two turkeys, you're only going to get a discount on one. They have to be purchased separately.
And the HEB knows that you get a discount?
Everyone gets a discount, not just our church.
Okay.
Everyone gets that if you just buy it, like one per person. Mm-hmm. The lady knew that I was purchasing them for the community kitchen, and so she allowed me to purchase six and rang them up individually yesterday. So it's like one, you get a discount, you buy a second, it's a separate, that's how she did it. So knowing, if you tell them what you're doing, I think they would do it that way also, if you chose to purchase more than one. Anyway, so that's what we need, and I appreciate you taking a flyer and give me a call, or text, or whatever.
Will you send us information? Do you have an email you can send out telling us how you want the cookies?
The turkeys
prepared?
Oh, I would rather talk to you in person over that.
Okay.
It's a whole lot easier.
Okay.
Do you send pies to Georgetown?
You're welcome to come here. And thank you for that.
All right. Any other quick announcements? Next week is the Feast of Christ the King. It is the last Sunday of what we call our liturgical year. Then we begin Advent. Four Sundays and then Christmas. So time moves quickly, and let us pray for one another all this week. Don't be afraid. Go on your way serenely. For there is nothing ahead that God has not anticipated and provided for. Amen. Our service is ended. Let us go in peace to mount and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.